Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kaylin Lend Me Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, P4P. Hey, everybody in the Natty Nation. How's everybody doing today? There's no game. Yeah. Anyway, it's a tough one because I don't know if it's the life and times we live in, or if people have just gotten just doing things. But when you say you're something, you should know in your heart before you open your mouth that you mean it. And when we talk about being natural athletes, that's basically describing your life. And it seems people are more concerned with passing a test or a polygraph or some other way to prove something they should already know in their heart. What is a natural athlete? What is an athlete? You know, someone that puts themselves through all kinds of stress and rigors to find some form of physical improvement, to mental construction and rebuilding, to find new levels of mental strength to make that happen in a physical realm. But what is a natural athlete? You know, what makes them not want to cut corners, take shortcuts. And that basically goes to the core value of who they are as people, as individuals. When you compete naturally, you're saying everything I've done represents what I'm presenting to you. And there's no outside pharmaceutical, anything that takes away from what I'm presenting to you. And that goes for basketball, that goes for football, that goes for soccer, baseball, hockey, volleyball, anything. Grit, determination, heart, will, everything that basically is the foundation of who you are goes into what you show, what you do, and what you represent. It's, you know, I'm just a little confused at how people think that passing a urine test and they get away with it, or polygraphs and they get away with it, how they think that makes them a natural. It's not everybody that competes that's a cheater, and I'm not saying that at all. I mean, the margin of people that would be so selfish and ignorant is so minuscule. There's people that get caught, yes, but when you start adding up the hundreds of thousands of people that have competed in the time when we talk about natural organizations and competitions, it's very minor. These laws are set up to make sure that the cheaters get caught. Great job. But on the competitor's end, on the competitor's side, who would want to sit there and take such a risk, and why? What is the basis for doing something that basically takes away from somebody else's hard work? by cheating because you don't win. And the person that should win has already won, even though they don't get a first place trophy. If you dabble in illegal drugs, you're not dabbling, you're doing. If you take something with the intent to get a result, that's not dabbling, that's doing. Try illegal drugs with the intent to cheat, and then try to come back to find a way to be natural. You've already made a mental decision to step away from the core value that is a natural athlete. The mind drives the body. And there's a certain level of growth that happens every time you find that new level of fatigue, of tired, of wearing down, of overdoing the bad food and finding a way to get over that hurdle, to get back on the wagon and just push yourself through. These things are done every single day of your life as a natural athlete. And every time you find that new door, you find the new key to opening. More and more and more grow because you practice in growing in the right way. When I this is an analogy, but it runs similar to what I'm saying. I was 22 years old before I ever had my first drink of alcohol. And I was going overseas, and I just bought a car. And I said, well, I don't want to drink and drive, so I'm just going to try it, but I won't be anywhere close to the vehicle that I own. And I'll be fine. And all those years later, and all those bad memories, and all those times basically drinking and driving, and thank God I didn't take anybody's life in the process. But I can't wash those memories away. I ended up being an alcoholic because there was no off switch to drinking. I didn't have that social grace of having the ability to stop. I'm not saying everybody doesn't need to drink, but I am saying that it is a problem when you go overboard. I made that choice to do it. All these years of being sober doesn't change any of that. That was my choice and one I have to live with. And there was a lot of bad decisions in those days. And my body took a beating internally because of it. The more I drank, the more I exercised, the more I played basketball, thinking I was fine with the alcohol in my system, did a lot of damage. And in that damage, my liver, my kidney, everything gets a little beaten up, a lot more than it should, for somebody who's just drinking water, eating right, and doing healthy things. If I'm making those choices, if I'm doing those things, how do I go back and say that none of it happened because really I didn't mean to do all of the bad things I did when I did it? My body is still affected, regardless how I might look. Those memories and the damage that I did have already been done. And when you want to be an athlete, you have to make that decision on what's best for you and your health. When I started playing organized sports and started getting a paycheck behind it, I had to make that decision on if I was going to keep drinking and trying to make it to practice and have a good practice and stay on the team. There's a lot of things that go into what we do in a day. Still a conscious choice to do it. And because I was on a team, it was a more of a mental beating because I understood that these guys were counting on me. And isn't that pretty much like your family, your friends, and everybody else that believes in you and sees what you got to give and sees everything that you can offer if you just do right. And you tell them that you are. You know, I can't explain how hard it was to make it to church on Sunday after a night of drinking Saturday night. But I found a way, and I was ashamed every time. And eventually I just quit going to church for a while because I realized it's a big lie. I can't do this to my mom. You know, what happens if I pass out and somebody has to carry me downstairs from the congregation, smell all the alcohol in my skin? If they didn't already, then I didn't believe in. I'm going to church, but I'm not really there to learn about God. I'm there so my mom's not worried about where I am. So really everything I'm doing isn't even for me. And I'm thinking maybe that's what happens when people want to do steroids and growth hormone and diuretics and all these other things and be seen as natural. So nobody has to sit there and judge them. But it doesn't change what you already know. A urine test and you beating up your kidneys and liver to find a way to bypass it, or the poly test where you're watching YouTube and everything to trying to find a way to cheat to get past it. What the hell's wrong with you? What makes you think that this is some kind of good way of living? Look at the standards and the morals this all come about. Everything that you are is becoming a lie. And every single day, you have to find a way to make that lie real. It's almost maniacal when you go to the true understanding of what you're really having to do mentally, much less physically, to bring that all about. What are you competing for if you're already cheating? How can it be a competition if you already know the end game? And if you understand all of that, how selfish must you really be to make that conscious decision to do it anyway? Where are we going wrong in society where this is even remotely acceptable? Because I'm seeing time and time again, there's plenty of people that know what's going on, but they're not saying anything. They don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to step on any toes. But aren't we basically aiding the cheater? How do we keep getting better if we keep taking steps down to aid the people that don't want to do right? If we are going to be better, then we have to do better. I can't imagine coming into the gym and people see me do nothing, and yet I'm constantly getting bigger. I'm constantly getting stronger. And yet the workouts are pathetic. And then you come up with all these different stories and fabrications about how it came about. Oh, I went to someone else's gym. Oh, I'm doing whatever. Honestly, if you think about it, how many of us, where we really started getting the gains we wanted naturally, the results we wanted naturally, the improvements we wanted naturally, where somebody at the gym came up to us and offered us a chance to go to the dark side? Anybody's been in this for any amount of time. That day has happened. Some choose to do different, and some tend to hold on to that core, that belief. And that choice is who we are. If it's a moment of weakness, then we were that moment of weakness. If it's a moment of strength, then we were that moment of strength. But it is who we are. If we're leaning that way, if somebody pushes us into that corner, we were already headed in that direction. As much as we'd love to blame someone else, it's still us that does it. When I was in my motorcycle accident, one of the things that really showed me a good glimpse of my belief was when I was so busted up, and there was two things that happened on the initial day of on entry. I couldn't remember my name, but I could remember what I believed in. And, well, here's an example. When I was broken up really good, I mean, I'd been run over, broken, busted. So the arms and the legs are basically just broken bones. And one of the things that did happen that was new to me that I was unaware of is that my ribs had been broken. One had actually punctured through my lungs. But it didn't break at the sternum. It broke at the actual rib. And I remember the doctor coming in and telling me, he was amazed that I was still alive, just blown away. And, you know, with the punctured lung, you're not saying too much too often. But it was just one of those things that made me want to ask and risk the pain of asking why. And the pain wasn't his answer from the question. It was just actually being so busted up that everything hurt beyond reason. And his response kind of nonchalant, because it's something that I guess he'd been seeing quite a bit, but something that was very new to me. And he said, because guys your size don't make it because of the steroid use. And so he knew I was natural just off of that, because of the bone density. And of course I researched it. I had to. Because if he knows it, I want to know what he knows so I can get better. And another thing that happened that was, you know, another part of the core, that is you. And my arm and my shoulder had been dislocated in the accident and being run over. And so they had to put it back in place. And because my blood pressure was through the roof, they didn't want my heart to stop again. So they had to give me some painkillers. And in doing so, they were able to put my arm back in place and my shoulder back in place to fit me into the cab or the ambulance. And as big as those things are, let me tell you, it's a tight fit, especially when you're already swelling beyond reason. Well, when they brought me to the hospital, one of the things they do is they drug test you. And because of being given the painkillers As I was being wheeled into the room, one of the doctors saw my charts. And she told me that I was one of the luckiest men alive. And one of the good things about it was one of the bad things of my personal decisions. And that was that I was a drug user. And I was serious. Even with those painkillers, even with all the sedation, I couldn't calm down with that doctor being in the room. And when they finally realized that she was the source of my elevated heart rate, they removed her. And as the weeks went by, you know, they basically had me on death watch for I don't know how long. But there was one thing that did drive me, and that was to get a chance to speak to that woman, because she was going to apologize to me for making that accusation. I don't think people that are on the fence of what they want to do understand the core values of true naturals, because it's in the heart and in the mind, not in a physique, not in the muscle. Things that drive us are internal. Everybody gets to see the work we do, but I think we work so hard at it that it seems easy to a person that sees us do it repeatedly. But like my pastor always says, don't get it twisted. There's something inside that's hard to explain unless you look outside. But it is still who we are. And the final thing about that hospital that let me know the core value of me, I can't speak for anyone else, but I can definitely speak for myself. One of the things that most certainly let me know, because I had amnesia, I couldn't remember who I was, some time for that to come back. But I remember, because of the information, they had talked about giving me some kind of steroid. Another spike in the heart rate. Another thing that's basically putting me at death's door again, because they got to get me to calm down. Last thing they want, with my blood pressure being so high, is another elevated heart rate. And the doctor said, I don't know, maybe five or six things trying to explain, you know, why this had to happen. And he might have been right. You know, I was probably just stubborn. But he said, if you don't get this, there's a possibility that you could die, because your body is just so traumatized. And even with one lung, I said it loud enough for everybody to hear it, then I die. Because if you let me live with this, I'll be dead already. When you talk about being a natural athlete, it's not a piss test. It's not a polygraph. It's a way of life. It's something you've already been doing. All those tests do is let everyone else know what you've already been living. I laugh when I get tested at work. Random drug tests mean nothing. Drug tests that shows mean nothing. Polys mean nothing, because I've already passed that in life. I'm not saying anything different than any other natural athlete, because they do this daily. I know plenty of people that cheat and tell people they're natural. I know plenty of people that do things at work where they're not supposed to. I know plenty of people that aren't supposed to be doing the things they do, and yet they do them. Does that mean that I have to make that same choice of ignorance? I don't care who's standing next to me. They haven't done the work I've done. They haven't worked the work I've worked. They haven't been through what I've been through. I haven't been through what they've been through. But the one thing that stands firm is where I stand. If someone accuses me of doing steroids, so what? They don't know any better. I know better. The new guy in the gym that has a cycle because he just had a client break off from him, he's looking to make a deal. What does that mean to me if that's never been a part of my life? I think we get so caught up in the who's wrong, we quit seeing the people who are right. JB and I talk a lot, and a lot of things we talk about are who natties really are. Because I think in the argument, we focus so much on the guilt that everybody was trying to make someone else guilty. When the fact of the matter is, that's not the case at all. Natural bodybuilding has reached a level of growth and truth and understanding where physiques are exactly where Eugene Sandow said we should have been 50 years ago. Think about that. The man who's basically the real pioneer for natural bodybuilding, basically the guy that's the trophy for the IFBB, which is quite ironic, said all those years ago that steroid use and all these other enhancements would limit natural bodybuilding because people would say that's what it takes to make a great physique. And he, to a point, was right. It did slow the process. But I think now people are actually seeing the bad part and the constant deaths and the constant health issues. And, you know, we've just lost another wrestler from an enlarged heart from all this use. Now they say there's got to be a better way. And there always was. There always is. But it's from cheating. It's not from drug use. It's from enabling the mind through constant pushing, constant work, constant growth, into finding that physique through mental strength. The mind is unlimited, give you limits. You don't become a mountain by digging holes. Every time you make a choice to do less, you become less. Every time you take a shortcut, you don't own the true route to get there. Every time you decide that you don't have to do the work, that something else will do the work for you, you miss out on the growth that should have been. Sooner or later, the years pass by, and there's going to be some bitterness. There's going to be some anger. There's going to be some frustration. And you can't hate yourself. You're going to hate others through yourself. And all that deflection does It's making already sad existence even worse. And I'm telling you, natural athletes don't need to take that route. You can be that strong individual. You already are. You just got to do the work. This life isn't that bad where you have to sit there and try to find fame and glory through destroying your own body. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard somebody say, no one has ever died from steroid use. And linguistically speaking, that is correct. But I can also tell you that no one on this earth has ever died of AIDS, and that is linguistically correct. But it's not the truth. You die from the symptoms. But you still die. And you try to argue the reason you did. Think about that for a minute. We can't keep doing this stuff. So it's going to be friends we know, there's going to be family we know, it's going to be loved ones we know that make that choice. And if you try to bury the truth, you become a part of the lie. And I'm telling you, it's not worth it. If you can't be true to you, you'll lie to the world. All the time we're here, it's time we have to do good. If we choose. But we also can have that choice to do wrong. And that's bad. But it's still a choice. And if people know about it, or people don't know about it, you know about it. And you can show all the first place trophies, you can all show all the awards, you can show everything that says you're some person of interest. But if you're cheating to do it, you'll always know the lie that you've given as the truth. And some people can live with it. Obviously, because they keep trying. But not everyone chooses that. And I know plenty of people have made mistakes. And you don't bury them because of it. They made a mistake. But there's some people that willingly choose to cheat. And they've made that a life choice because that's exactly the choice in life. And when you make that choice, everyone around you is affected. Whether you accept it or not. I mean, when you think about it, cheating is one of the most selfish acts you can do. Because the only concern is you. So they don't understand everything that's supposed to happen. They don't get the big picture. Because if they did, they wouldn't do it. Because they'd have to think about the family. They'd have to think about the friends. They'd have to think about the people they don't know that they damage. They'd have to think about all these different things that basically make up a cheater's life. Because I already know. And hopefully some part of this episode is open, awakened, shine some light. Something that can get you to be the person that says enough. Enough with the cheating. Enough with the blaming. And start focusing on what a natural athlete is. Because honestly, at the end of the day, it's you. It should be you every day. Waking, sleeping, whatever. It should be everything that you are, day in, day out. Night and day. And so-and-so started cheating, and look at all the good things he got. Those aren't good things. Those are material items that will never compensate for the broken soul. Well, they got this $100,000 check, and then they got $200,000 of bad health. Whoop-de-doo. Wow, great choice. We like to look at material things like they make up us. Like somehow we can ingest them and make it a part of who we are. If you go to bed on a bed, on a hard floor, or on a couch, you still sleep. Those material things go away. You can't touch them. You wake up to them and you had a stroke because you've been doing drugs for so long, your health starts to deteriorate. What does that car mean? What does that house mean? What do all those awards mean? It should be a sense of pride. You know, because of the decisions I made in my life, these are the benefits of it. Because I chose right. I had a healthy life, year in and year out. Accidents happen. We all know that. Obviously, I mean, I got run over by a drunk driver, being knocked off a motorcycle. Accidents happen. But every day up until that accident, I was mobile. I was healthy and I was happy. And thank God I lived where I could get back to that. But what is a natural act? Good decisions on a daily basis. Whether we accept it or not, we make choices to do right and help. Some can be too strict, and they learn. Some can be too lax, and they learn. But the growth and progression happen because you choose a way to do right. There's no set standard in the start. But when you start these practices, habits, some good choices of doing right for better health for better days for better living. We cannot keep looking to the other side, missing something. All that life that we have is right in front of us and a part of us because of all the life that we lived that was behind us and past. I really hope and pray that we open our eyes to the truth of who and what we are. A natural athlete is human with every flaw that everybody else is born with, but we choose to get past the flaws and we work to make those flaws strength. And because we do it right, we get there the right way. And no one can change our minds because we've lived through it. There's no doubt. There's no fear. There's no worry. There's no regret. Because the things that we did make us who we are today. And that's what being a natural athlete is. Hard work. Hard choices. Hard losses. Hard decisions. But there's no fear in wanting to try to do it. If you're willing to push yourself, you know you'll get there because you know what makes you up. Everything, every value, every decision was with a goal in mind. And that goal was improvement. And if you can just get better, you know you've done it. As you improve, everybody around you improves because you don't settle for the standard of doing less. Push yourself. Find the new door. Find the new you. Find the new window. Find the new house that you're creating, but work to get there in the right way. because you don't have to hide. Nothing hurt more for me as a kid than learning that the Hulk Hogan did steroids. Because I was the guy that believed that vitamins and milk was finally going to get this skinny kid to look like them that could walk the beach and get the chicks. I wanted so bad to just run away and hide because I felt like I'd never get there. My dreams had been dashed. Put my hopes in somebody that basically couldn't sustain them. As natural athletes, we don't have to worry about that. We do have other things to worry about. But the lie of how we created the image isn't one of them. I hope everybody has understood what I'm asking when I ask about a natural athlete. And I hope everybody pushes themselves to get past the blame game. We are better than that. I guess that's it. That's all I got to say. Thanks, JB. Thanks, Joe and Chad. Thanks, my P4P family. You guys are awesome. And I know that our goal and our dream, we can get there. I hope everybody has a blessed night. And I just wish the world well. God bless you all.